ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, स्पेशल कीर्तन इज वेरी हाई कीर्तन। एट द टाइम ऑफ प्रभुपाद श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर हिज डिसिपल्स यूज टू कंट्रोल दिस कीर्तन। दे ऑलवेज बट विरोध करते थे, they opposed that you should not do this kirtan. But now, going on, because the current cannot be at a place, so tide and time should go away, anyone cannot check. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has compiled this song. Almost all the highest pastimes of Krishna has come in this kirtan. What is the meaning of Jamuna Jiva? Jamuna Tatachara. Jamuna Tatachara. रसिकृतामय श्री राधा वल्लभ भक्ति विनोद जामुन तटचर। व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ जामुन तटचर?
ऑन द बैंक ऑफ द जमुना रिवर दैट कृष्णा इज वॉकिंग एंड वंडरिंग अलोंग द बैंक।
तो व्हाट इज द मीनिंग
ऑफ द कुंजस व्हिच आर नेक्स्ट टू द बैंक?
यमुना तटचर, Gopi Basanahara. Rasa Rasika Kripa. Also Bansibhati on the bank of Yamuna. Pandir Bhat is also. Almost all the highest places are nearer to either Yamuna or bank of Radha Kunda Shyam Kunda. There is a Jamun Bhav mood. What are that mood? Very secret. Especially the devotees who have so much worldly desire, they should not enter. But for advanced devotees, Jamun, what is Jamun mood? Krishna is doing so many pastimes on the bank of Jamuna. Especially these gopis. And at that time, their mood, meaning gopis' mood, is called Jamun Bhav. For serving Krishna in that mood, that is called Jamun Bhav mood. So, Krishna is, they are walking, enjoying Rash, playing beautiful pastimes. So if anyone wants to chant there, in that mood is so secret and so high. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that, I am taking ashray of that Natavar, who is Yashodanandan, who is playing on the banks of Jamuna, taking clothes, everything of gopis, and dancing with them, and testing ocean of rush, everything. So he is praying that I am taking the ashray of that Natvar. Sometimes you can chant name and recite this kirtan also. Yamuna tata charatya, gopi vasanahara rasa rasika kripa, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. These are the process for this. Today's appearance day of Sila, Nrisimhadeva, he appeared for Prahlad Maharaj. We will explain all these things. You can come nearer. In evening class, now I am going to the nectar of instruction. Nrisimhadeva has not come for Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is always with Nrisimhadeva. So, through Prahlad Maharaj, he will be merciful to all, and it is so that if anyone takes my ashray, I must protect him from all kinds of obstacles of bhaktis. So he protected Prahlad Maharaj, but Prahlad Maharaj has never prayed that you should come and protect me. Never. Like Ambarish Maharaj never prayed that, oh, Chakshu Sudarshan, come and save me. Krishna is always worried for his devotees. And he has not only two eyes. Top to bottom he has
full of eyes.
Only eyes, 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 eyes. And ear and ears. And that this eyes cannot see here in darkness very far away, but his eyes can
see everywhere.
Everywhere. There is not a place, any darkness or anywhere where his eyes cannot penetrate. He will see with lakhs and lakhs eyes everywhere. So he knows that what should I do or not. He is qualified, having all powers, so much merciful. So why we should disturb and worry for this, that, oh Krishna, protect me if anything comes. So always devotees are like Ambarish Maharaj and Prahlad. They never worry for all these things. Only they were worried that, oh, when I will have Krishna service. Only there. Pratimanahatumi
Sakshat Brajandanandan.
Brajandanandan. Brajandanandan bina
Hatemur Bhuma.
Always this problem. How to meet, see Krishna? How to serve him? Or to serve his devotees? Nothing else. I may ask some question to devotees. You should all be ready. To whom what question will be asked? I don't know that what question will be asked. So all should be ready. Text 5, where done, but something is Phase 57, last stanza. You should read.
When a person realizes himself in eternal service,
I want to say that you should very carefully hear all these things. Swamiji has written all these things, Arup Goswami has written, or I am explaining, that we should adopt all these things. And we should be established in Shuddha Pure Bhakti. So very minutely and carefully we should hear all these things. I told something last days about name and diksha. I know that generally so many devotees have all these doubts that I cleared today, yesterday. I think that this will go over the whole world, all these things. And it can
create a revolution, spiritual revolution.
But it has been written in his books deeply. Swamiji has written. I only expanded or explained them. But he has written all these things. Rupa Goswami has written. So our duty is to give a proper vision to understand all these things. So when I read this, I think that Rupa Goswami is writing so deeply. So without the help of explanation of any pure devotee like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Swamiji, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti, we cannot realize all these things, though it is in books. And that is why Acharya or any devotee realizes these facts and again writes something. So writing never stops. If Swamiji was there, he has written so many books, more and more. So when a person realizes himself
to be an eternal servitor of Krishna, he loses interest in everything but Krishna's service. He doesn't, he gives up his desire for sense gratification and just wants to see Krishna.
Only he believes in Krishna service and other things he forgets.
Always thinking of Krishna, devising means by which to spread the holy name of Krishna, he understands that his only business is in spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Such a person is recognized.
It is not, he will clear it. Afterward, he will clear it. The symptom of a pure Vaishnava is to. Business is to, in spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. What is Krishna consciousness movement? Before Swamiji, this consciousness, Krishna consciousness was there or not?
Yes.
What? Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was there or not?
Eternal.
It is eternal. Narad Rishi is one of them. Yes, he is greatest.
It's called
the guru.
It's called member.
Life member.
I think anyone cannot cut this argument. Brahma is Chatamukha Brahma is first. Our Guru, Bharat, in Krishna consciousness, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, after that Suta Goswami, Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadit, Ishwar Puripad, Madhvendra Puripad, Sarvadamodar Raya Ramanam, and up to Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati and his disciples, bona fide disciples, all are Krishna consciousness. He will clear it afterward, that what is Krishna consciousness. Any sect or any special something, any group,
not sectarian.
So, anyone is spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world.
Such a person is to be recognized as an Uttama Adhikari. And his association should be immediately accepted according to
his processes. Not of a special sect, movement, or group, or anything. Anyone is doing that. But I know that I am not that, in that class. I am not. It may be that I am Madhyam Kanishta. Yes. Not more than that. I know it. Sometimes in the stage of Kanishta, and sometimes of that entering in Madhyam. Madhyam
Kanishta. But we know that you are.
You cannot realize it because you are not liberated.
Kanishta do not know.
Kanishta
do not know.
So only
he wants to find another guru.
Maharaj, if you're saying you're Kanishta, then you cannot tell him he is not liberated.
I'm not telling this. Acha. Then come to
Oh, you are revealing your own glories.
So anyman, but he's, if he is actually what? Spreading, but never falling down. And if after some time he falls down, then he comes from Uttamadhikari to fallen stage. A Uttamadhikari cannot fall in any way, in any condition. We must have this idea. If falling down, then he was not Uttamadhikari. He has told afterward, we will come to this point, afterward. So if anyone is bona fide and actually giving inspiration to all, himself he always in the line, then he should be treated like Uttamadhikari. But some persons, they only preach for their own gain, even Madhyamadhikari they are not. And they may fall down. What?
Some gurus are preaching all around the world, making many disciples. Many disciples, they have not fallen, but they do not possess the qualities of Uttamadhikari.
He will explain further. Swamiji, I have not to tell anything more. He will explain everything. I will follow his light. He is so expert that he will not leave any point to be discussed. Every point. Only I will have to show you that here he is right.
Indeed, the advanced ultimate Adhikari Vaishnava of devotee should be accepted as a spiritual master.
Indeed, advanced Uttamadhikari Vaishnava
should be accepted as a spiritual master.
Yes. And if he is not, he has some doubts, then not Uttamadhikari.
Everything that one possesses.
If anyone changes his siddhant, sometimes this, sometimes this, sometimes jumping on this branch, sometimes on that, if you mock that, sometimes falling down, again jumping. Established Tushva is one. Yes, it always on this.
Everything one possesses should be offered to man, for it is enjoined that one should deliver whatever he has to the spiritual master. The Brahmacharya in particular is supposed to beg alms from others and offer them to the spiritual master. However, one should not imitate the behavior of an advanced devotee or Mahi Bhagavat without being self-realized.
Any advanced devotee like Sukhdev Goswami never takes shoes, so I should not take. This is not good. We should not imitate any Mahabhagavat. Mahabhagavat sometimes travel in a special way. Sometimes he wears some sandals, nothing on body, only this. Then a Kanishtha Adhikari thinks that anyone can honor if I am taking that process. To attract persons, he wears sandal, wooden sandal, and a mile he can walk, we cannot. But he can, 1 mile, 2 miles, he can walk on that. In severe cold, he can be with his. We cannot be. But this is imitation. Try to follow inner things. Don't go to External and expose all these things. These are the not symptoms.
For by such imitation, one will eventually become degraded.
Yes. They will not advance, but they will degrade.
In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami advises the devotee to be intelligent enough.
This is conclusion.
To be intelligent enough to distinguish between the Kanista Adhikari, Madhima Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. The devotee should also know his own position and should not try to imitate a devotee situated on a higher platform.
Now this is going on. And that is why so much folly, so much folly.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given some practical hints to the effect that an Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava can be recognized by his ability to convert many fallen souls to Vaishnavism. One should not become a spiritual master unless he has attained the platform of Uttama Adhikari.
What it means?
If one is still a Madhyama or Kanista, he shouldn't have become a spiritual master.
Govindapal Prabhu. That's when
a person's adhikar is always determined by faith.
Yes.
Prabhupada quoted earlier Madhyalila to that effect. And as the faith increases, the adhikar increases up to uttam. Madhyamadhikari, his faith is limited, only to see Krishna in one place. That's Kanista Adhikari. Madhyamadhikari, his faith grows and he can see, by discrimination, he can see how to deal with people. But Uttamadhikari means that he sees everything Krishna and everybody, as we discussed yesterday, he sees everything Krishna and everybody as...
Everything is Krishna. Everything in Krishna. Yes.
And everyone... worshipping Krishna, his, as he worships his own Ishtadeva in his mood.
Yes.
So that is the Uttamadhikari who we should take shelter of.
One should not become a spiritual master unless he has attained the platform of Uttamadhikari. He cannot... answer the questions. He cannot...
clear the doubts.
If the two things are opposite,
reconcile.
He cannot reconcile. Those who are in dilemma, what to do or not to do, how they can help his devotees? So, he is telling like this. When you have attained the platform of Uttamadhikari, he can initiate. And actually he is qualified to preach. Otherwise he can be involved in all these things. We are seeing all these things. Someone, next disciples, and a very beautiful devotee, lady devotee came, and he involves and gives all these things, and with Mary or not Mary, he goes anywhere. There are so many, not only example. He is involved in money and praise, self-praise and all these things. A neophyte Vaishnava
or a Vaishnava situated on an intermediate platform can also accept disciples. But such disciples must be on the same platform. And it should be understood that they cannot advance very well towards the ultimate goal of life under his insufficient guidance.
Yes.
Therefore, a disciple should be...
We should explain something here. So Uttamadhikari like Narad and all others are actually guru. But sometimes Madhyamadhikari or a guru being Uttamadhikari, he comes in the stage of Madhyamadhikari. When he is bona fide in all kinds of Siddhant, Shastra Siddhant, and his Shraddha is so thick, strong. And perhaps this stage is Madhyam Madhyam or Madhyam Uttam. In this stage he can initiate some, limited, not so much, and they be very carefully that he should, they cannot
advance very well.
Such disciples must be on the same platform. What platform?
The Madhyam platform.
I am always in Madhyam. I am not high. I cannot help them, my disciples, so much. He should understand. There are no such high class of Vaishnavas. So I am giving letters like peon.
Postman.
Like postman. They should understand. There is stage where they are standing. So they should not be proud that I am making lakhs and lakhs disciples. Then he is falling so. And he must fall. He is falling but to fall. If he is humble, he may advance into Uttamadhikari and he will be. Surely in very soon he will be like that, to preach and to initiate. And it should be understood that they cannot advance very well towards ultimate goal of life under his insufficient guidance. Anyone cannot go. They cannot advance. He should know who. Those who are giving initiation. And he should not be proud that I am same as Nityananda Prabhu. And he should obey me like Nityananda Prabhu. This will be offense. He should know that I am not like Rupa Goswami, like Nityananda Prabhu. He should not have this.
False pride.
He should that. He always should realize his own position. He should pray and know that, oh, I'm helping them. But we see that so many disciples are there and Guru is there, and after that he made about 2,000 disciples and he becomes himself Bhagavan or anyone, and after that what became? Went to hell. So we should not think that, oh, think me as my as Nityananda Sakshat Haritvena Samastasan, that person Sakshat Haritvena. But actually a guru who is sincere, he will not think like this. He will think like a messenger of Nityananda Prabhu. He should think. He should not tell that I am the same person. I will come again and again and I will take you to there. He will not tell. Nityananda Prabhu can tell, Uttamadhikari can tell this. So don't imitate that I am Uttamadhikari. Then why? I heard that a disciple took sword and he wanted to kill him.
Guru, spiritual master.
Spiritual. And he gave a knife here. Why? And at the time of Gurudev, he is himself initiating so many without order. Why? So, this is very bad things. So we cannot, they cannot advance very well, he should know. So, I should take shelter or guidance of any advanced spiritual master. And then he will not do anything against high classes of Vaishnavas. But if he is not so, then he will make so many offenses in the higher, lotus feet of higher devotees. He is bound to do. Therefore, a disciple should be careful to accept Uttam Adhikari as a spiritual master. So this should be very, very carefully in these things. Then come in text 6. Drishtais svabhava janitais shabakusasya dosair na prakitatnamiha bhakta janasya pasye gangam bhasanu khalu badbadphenu pankair brahma dravattam apagacchati nira dharmai drishtai svabhava janitais bhakusasya dosair. So first we should try to honor three crosses of Vaishnava, that it has been explained. Krishna iti jasya giring tang manasa driyeta. Those who are taking one name, even they should be respected. Whether he is our god brother or anywhere, he should be Vaishnava. We should treat and honor him as a Vaishnava. In case he is not our god brother, then what should we do? Should we try to take his neck here and to, oh, go away from here. Don't come in our territory. And he will pass out of that way. Oh, anyone should not go to this person. He is out of our
line.
Boundary. He is not the guru of, or in the line of our guru. Whether he will be very, very high class of devotee. So, we should honor all these things what it has been explained in. For those who are taking one name, they should be honored with mind. And those who are initiated actually and chanting names, and they have been initiated and chanting name always, they should be honored by mind and also by
body.
Mind body. And speech. And those who are more higher, not criticizing anyone, having no unearths, not having not ninda,
offense, criticizing,
no dvesh at all,
envious,
envious. Out of that they are. And always chanting and remembering the past times of Krishna, Ashtakali Leela. They should be honored with heart, core of heart. Give your head, heart, everything in that person's lotus feet and serve. Serve his speeches, serve his lotus feet, everything. Krishna bhakti rasbhavita mati kriyatam kuto vilabhyate tat lolnama pamulyame kalam janma koti. By serving him, you can have a very thick greed in a spontaneous service of Krishna. it will certainly come. Then he is telling that if a Vaishnava is in that standard, but Kanishta Badhikari cannot distinguish that whether he is Uttamadhikari, Madhyamadhikari or Kanishta Adhikari. Madhyamadhikari can realize this thing. But sometimes he may misguide. If you will see a very beautiful, young, energetic person chanting or delivering speeches, he may think that, oh, he is very bona fide Guru Vaishnava. And if more advanced, like Ashtabhakra and his preaching, but he is so ugly, his voice is not so sweet, he will think that, oh, he is bogus person. So for them, he is telling, Drishtai Shabhav Janitai Vapushas Chadoshai Na Prakatitvamiha Bhakta Janasya Pashit Ganga Vasang Na Khalubudubadapena Pankai Brahma Dvatvam Apagachati Niru Dharame. You can read the translation.
When situated in his original Krishna conscious position, a pure devotee does not identify with the body. Such a devotee should not be seen from a materialistic point of view. Indeed, one should overlook a devotee's having a body born in a low family.
You should know here one thing. A low class of devotee. He does not think anything from the view of paramarthic,
spiritual
vision. He becomes sometimes against any pure devotee only with the views of worldly things, material things. So he should be careful, very, very careful. On Vaishnava, we should not have worldly vision. And he is warning in this shloka. Go on.
Someone should overlook a devotee's having a body born in a low family, a body with a bad complexion, a deformed body, or a diseased or infirm body. According to
Manas, you should read a word then.
Mm-hmm.
After that. You should read.
According to ordinary vision, such imperfections may seem prominent in the body of a pure devotee. But despite such seeming defects, the body of a pure devotee cannot be polluted. It is exactly like the waters of the Ganges, which sometimes, during the rainy season, are full of bubbles, foam, and mud. The Ganges waters do not become polluted. Those who are advanced in spiritual understanding will bathe in the Ganges without considering the condition of the water.
Once a rishi named Ashtabhakra went in the council of Maharaj Janak, so learned and canny. So many rishis and muni of high class, Brahmavadi, realizing Brahma, were there. And this Ashtabhakra was crooked from all body. He was there, everywhere. Taking a stick with a very by kashta se.
Difficulties.
Bade kashta se aaya.
Great difficulty.
Achcha. Anyhow he came. He traveled the path of one day in 1 month. Understand?
Very slowly.
Anyhow, coming. No help. But he came to the council of Maharaj Janak. Seeing him, all began to laugh. Maharaj Janak also laughed. Oh, this person is so desperate that here are so many
laden
councils. And without any fear, he entered. His skin is so dark,
rough
and black. Here something crooked, here something crooked, mouth is crooked, everything. But how he dared to come here? No good clothes, nothing. There were some, in ports?
Cracks.
All began to laugh. For a moment he was silent, but after that he also laughed so much more than them. Then all were struck dumb. Why he is laughing? Their laughing was stopped. Then Maharaj Janak came to him and told, "Who are you and why you are laughing so?" He told that, "Who am I? I will tell further, afterward. But I am laughing. But I am not laughing. I am weeping, crying.